the meeting agenda. Should be put it on your packet.
It's on the other side.
Oh, there you go.
Dave, how many days left?
I didn't count them yet.
Not that close yet, huh?
2 months.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and call a meeting to order. Need the approval of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve as submitted.
You have, Joe Kemp is not here tonight. He didn't have the answers that we had asked him from the last meeting, or you'd asked him from the last meeting. So if you want to leave that on the agenda, or take it off, or just defer when you get to it. But number five.
We'll probably defer when we get to it. We'll leave it on there and defer when we get to it, unless there's comments.
I second
the motion. Okay. Be noted. Rick and Garrett approve the agenda. Now, number three, approval of the minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes. I have no objection.
I'll second that as well.
Public comments. Can you step through the crowd? I can't quite see. I'd like to see what I'm facing. Anything from the public at all? Everything's lovely. Anything from the airport from the public? Any phone calls, miscellaneous phone calls, nasty grams?
No more than usual.
Number five, airport, industrial park, security. Any comments on that? Just from what I've witnessed, I think the county employees seem to be doing a better job. I mean, they just seem to be more attentive and paying attention to the details. You agree with that, Gary? You're out here.
Yeah, I would actually say I've noticed on, I think, Saturday, one of the security guards actually came into the FBO and made a comment that one of the signs had fallen down, and they're notifying Doug. There's a sign on the end of the hangar that says hangar for rent. Old Ronnie Moore hangar. Late Saturday afternoon, probably 4 o'clock, he said he was going to get a hold of Doug, and Doug was sending a crew out to make the repair because it was hanging off precariously and it might fall and hit a plane or something kind of scenario. So it was the first time I can recall that security guard proactively made an effort like that.
That was one of the reasons we decided to go that route, to use the county staff, even some of them are part-time, but it's still, we have more control.
A little more ownership there involved there, too.
More ownership.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
Will Joe be available next meeting, or will he just report back to you with the answers?
Yeah, he'll be here at the next meeting.
Okay.
Emergency response. Mr. Garner?
Status quo. Nothing to update everybody on. Still waiting on coordination with the fire department to run the drill they'd like to run. So
again, make sure I get involved with that, please.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Same as last month.
I will tell you this story that happened probably 6 weeks ago. I don't think I brought it up in the last meeting. But it was during the day, middle of the day, on a weekday, and around midday. And an aircraft came in and landed. It was a TBM. And was in, had two pilots got out and went and had lunch. And I got a call from the EOC that said Dover approach control has reported that there's an aircraft overdue. And they were doing an instrument landing and they lost track of them on radar. But the EOC person, not being an aviation person, didn't know the aircraft type or didn't know what was really any details for me. Just said,